the Thunderdome's final bow on pay-per-view. I'm Matt Carland, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, June 19th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com.
WWE
presents Hell in a Cell on Sunday. It's the last pay-per-view in the Thunderdome for the foreseeable future. Bobby Lashley will defend the WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre inside the Hell in a Cell. It's McIntyre's last shot at the gold as long as Lashley is holding it. Bianca Belair's SmackDown Women's title defense against Bayley will now also happen inside Hell in a Cell. Also, Rhea Ripley defends the Raw Women's title against Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler, plus two new matches announced Friday night, Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. The show Sunday begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the United States and the WWE Network around the rest of the world. WWE is no longer promoting a Roman Reigns Universal title defense against Rey Mysterio for Sunday's show. Reigns did indeed defend the championship against Rey inside Hell in a Cell on Friday night's SmackDown. The match went more than 15 minutes and ended decisively, with Reigns submitting Rey with a guillotine choke. Also on SmackDown, Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz beat Kevin Owens and Big E. Sami Zayn was on commentary but left the announce desk to distract Owens, and that allowed Aziz to hit his Nigerian nail for the pin. Shinsuke Nakamura dethroned King Corbin, pinning him with the Kinshasa to win the battle for the crown. The advertised match between Angelo Dawkins and Otis never happened. Instead, Chad Gable joined Otis in an attack on Dawkins, targeting his shoulder.
AEW
put some pieces in place for the coming weeks on a special Friday Night Dynamite. Jake Hager defeated Wardlow via referee stoppage in their MMA cage fight. Hager caught Wardlow in a head and arm triangle in the third round, and Wardlow passed out. Members of the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle brawled after the fight, and at one point MJF punched out Dean Malenko. The Good Brothers and Matt Jackson beat Eddie Kingston, Penta El Cerro Miedo, and Frankie Kazarian in the main event. Nick Jackson snuck in from the crowd to attack Penta with the cold spray. Carl Anderson hit a super gun stun and got the pin. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page overwhelmed Darby Allin in their 2-on-1 handicap match. Page finished off Allin with the Ego's Edge. Brock Anderson was victorious in his Dynamite debut. He and Cody Rhodes beat QT Marshall and Aaron Solo as Anderson rolled up Solo for the pin. Orange Cassidy pinned Cesar Bononi with the Orange Punch. Penelope Ford submitted Julia Hart. Miro showed up after that match and tangled with the Varsity Blondes. Brian Pillman Jr. will challenge Miro for the TNT Championship on Dynamite on Wednesday, June 30th. Also set up for that episode, MJF versus Sammy Guevara and AEW Women's Champion Dr. Britt Baker and Rebel versus Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero. Before that, there is a Dynamite on Saturday, June 26th. A new match was added to that show on Friday night, Hangman Page versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan Strong announced a new tag team tournament beginning in a few weeks, and among the teams competing will be the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, returning to New Japan for the first time since 2016. Also on last night's Strong, Satoshi Kojima pinned JR Kratos with his signature lariat, and Impact Wrestling's X Division champion Josh Alexander pinned Alex Coghlan with divine intervention. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, July 19th. Be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. It helps a lot. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.